This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked about food inflation here in this economy, right? 11% year-on-year increases as of the last edition of the Consumer Price Index. Over in the UK, a 16% annual increase in food prices. Household budgets over there are obviously feeling it, but those cash-strapped consumers have given a boost to a curious but fast-expanding corner of the fresh produce market. Ugly fruit and vegetables. You know the kind, right? They're bent, they're blistered, even mildly discolored produce sometimes that supermarkets usually reject. The Brits call it wonky fruit and veg. But with prices up the way they are, it's starting to look more appetizing. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
They used to be pariahs banished from the supermarket shelves, stuff like bent bananas, three-legged carrots and gnarled potatoes. But now this wonky fruit and veg is acceptable to more British shoppers, like Derek Keane, Carla Gettings, Paul Freeman and Rebecca Rainsford.
Are you buying wonky fruit and veg?
We do at times, yes. Yes, a good deal.
Yeah, I don't mind. Why not?
The quality is just as good.
I have bought wonky fruit and veg and I would happily do so.
Because it's significantly cheaper.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper and it's fine.
Sales of imperfect produce in the UK are soaring, up almost 20% over the past year. Almost 5 million Brits now buy it regularly. The reason, says Holly Starkey, a wonky veg retailer, is clear.
Cost of living crisis, pure and simple. Wonky veg is cheaper.
You could be talking about half the price of cosmetically appealing produce.
Yes, and everyone's trying to look after the pennies at the moment. Everyone's feeling that pinch.
Business is brisk for Holly and her husband and their small firm called Wonky Veg Boxes. They deliver to the doorstep boxes of the kind of produce that supermarkets traditionally rejected.
Battered carrots, twisted carrots, these pears, again, blemished parsnips. This one is thin, it's knobbly. As you can see, there are varying sizes of leek in the box.
But all just as tasty and nutritious as the cosmetically appealing variety.
Perfectly edible. There's nothing wrong with them at all.
Much of what she's selling has no visible defect at all. It's just the wrong size, shape or weight for supermarket packaging. A source of some frustration for farmers like Alistair Ferguson.
The specifications over the last probably 10 to 15 years in retail produce in the UK have been really tight.
As manager of a big farming business, Ferguson sells some $35 million worth of carrots and parsnips a year. He says those niggling cosmetic standards set by the supermarkets have led to a huge amount of waste.
It's been a little bit ridiculous that we would have to chuck produce away for being not quite straight or not quite the right shade or not quite the right visual appearance.
But Britain's cost of living crisis has accelerated a change in attitude. The big supermarket chains are now making a virtue of flawed produce, launching their own cheaper lines with names like Naturally Wonky and Imperfectly Perfect. Rebecca Toby of the Food Foundation, which campaigns for sustainable farming, welcomes the move.
If having these lines of wonky veg is helping families to be able to buy fruit and veg, then that's a good thing.
But Dan Crossley of the Food Ethics Council has his doubts about this trend.
It normalises the misshapen veg. What we think it's better to do is just to call all veg veg and encourage more people to eat veg no matter what it looks like.
Not everyone's got that memo. Some shoppers, like Dee Aden, still won't stomach every piece of wonky fruit and veg.
Depends what it looks like. If it doesn't look too bad, then yeah, I'd probably buy it. But if it's like hideous and just looks totally freaky, then no, I probably wouldn't, no.
But that sort of reaction does seem to be receding. With food prices rising here at their fastest rate for 45 years, appearances are becoming less important out of necessity. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.